Right now, it's time to talk with James White, who's brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots, and by Feldman Land Surveyors, right from the ground up. James, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. What's a Sunday when you're not playing like for you? Are you watching football nonstop like the rest of us, or are you trying to get away from it for a little bit?
It's a little bit of everything. It's relaxing with the family, watching some football, getting some downtime, but you know, studying up on your opponent as well.
So now with the, obviously the Jets, you still got a week before you play them. You played the Giants. Anything that you took out of that game that you might want to work on a little bit, not just individually, but collectively as an offense?
Well, I mean, each and every week there's always stuff to improve on, and that's the beauty of the game. It's never perfect. So, like I said, we've got out to a good start as a team, but there's always plenty of room for improvement. I think everybody wants to continue to get better each and every week.
Yeah, and off of that, you know, you guys are 6-0. You are scoring a lot of points. And yet when Tom Brady has been doing some of his, you know, his interviews or his press conferences, he seems to be, you know, like you said, looking to improve the offense, maybe not satisfied at all, not happy with the performance of the offense. How would you describe the state of the offense right now?
Listen, everybody knows we can improve. Everybody knows we can be better. And that's the beauty of the game, like I keep saying. That's it. Everybody knows we can go out there, execute better, play a full four-quarter game, and that's the goal, and that's what we're trying to reach.
Now, you got to have a new Jets team coming in the sense that Sam Darnold's going to be the starting quarterback. When you guys faced him last time, you didn't see him. They came off a great win against the Dallas Cowboys. What are some of the things that you might be anticipating with the Jets, especially now that Darnold's back as their quarterback?
I mean, regardless who's their quarterback for them, they always, you know, it was always a tough game every time we play those guys, and they're going to come out and give us their best shot. No matter their record, not our record, it's always a tough football game. So, got to study up on them. It's never easy to beat a team twice in this league, so you got to be extra prepared.
We're talking with Patriots running back James White. How much does the offense change with no fullback? Both your fullbacks have already been placed on IR so far.
Well, I mean, Coach McDaniels does a great job of dialing up game plans each and every week and doing things that, you know, fits everybody's, you know, best needs and how everybody can go out there and execute to the highest of their ability. So, I mean, he does a great job of dialing it up, and whatever he comes up with, we're going to go out there and execute.
Now, the importance level of having a good relationship with the quarterback, being on the same page, is so critical, especially in this offense with Tom Brady. What are some of the things that you guys do as an offensive group, especially a specialist group, with Tom that allows you to maybe, you know, get this passing game going or get it going early or make sure it stays going consistently? Are you guys meeting? Are you doing some extra work after, before practice?
It's a little bit of everything. It's watching film, you know, getting a little extra reps on the side, maybe during a defensive period, whatever it is. Sometimes just conversating. You know, Tom may want something a certain way, and just by conversation, you guys can work it out and, you know, work it out in that next team period and, you know, execute it when the time is right. So everybody's just trying to be on the same page as a complete offense because that's when everything's quick when everybody's on that same page.
James, what do you think of the color rush uniforms you guys wore on Thursday? You like the all blues?
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to switch it up to all blues. Definitely a good look.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the color rush. I wish that they would go back to the old school uniform.
I want
uniform.
The old one. I want, like, the Pat Patriot.
Have you ever worn the old school Pat Patriot uniform?
No. They changed the rule. You can't switch the helmet and stuff or whatever it is.
Awful.
So. Yeah, that's a bad
one. Of the worst rules in sports.
Yeah, college, they allow you to do it in college.
College, they wear – Oregon wears a different uniform every game.
Yeah.
Was that important to you at all, James, when you were getting recruited out of high school? Because I know some players just straight up admit it. They're like, oh, yeah, I like the logo or I like the uniforms or whatever. Was that even anywhere on your list?
I mean, not necessarily.
Yeah.
I went to Wisconsin. We were the same stuff, so.
I don't know. It's a good-looking W they got there.
Yeah, well, Wisconsin's like Georgia. Yeah. They're one of those, like, old-school tradition. Yeah. Don't really like to change their uniforms. Yeah. Like to keep everything.
Well, they played those throwbacks a couple weeks ago that were atrocious.
Yeah. They should have worn some white pants. All right.
So you guys are headed back in. When do you guys get back to work? Is it tomorrow?
Go back in tomorrow.
So will you watch? Will you watch any of the Giants film, or have you already watched it? Or will you watch? Or is that game kind of passed, and you just focusing on the Jets?
I've already seen that.
Okay.
Just focusing on the Jets. Like I said, have a few extra days to prepare for those guys, so that always helps.
With Rex Burkhead out, I thought that maybe Damian Harris would be active and at least get a chance to see him a little bit. We haven't, and I know certainly that's not your decision, but what has he looked like at practice to you?
He's continuing to work hard. Like I said, it may not be easy. I was in that same position my rookie year. I didn't play that much and kind of just had to sit back and watch, but he's got to attack those practice reps. That's what he's trying to do, improve on that. And like I said, he's a good football player, and then he'll continue to work, and when his opportunities comes about, I think he'll be ready.